Stringer in Tombstone by Luke Cameron. Narrated by Peter Burkrot. Chapter 1.
"This reads plain impossible," growled Sam Barca.
The crusty old features editor of the San Francisco Sun read farther along the ticker tape before demanding,
"How in blue blazes could a town in the Arizona desert get wiped out by a flood?"
Across the desk from him, Stringer McHale went on rolling a smoke. Younger and less excitable than Barca, he observed calmly,
"I've seen it rain in Arizona, boss. It doesn't happen all that often, but when it does, watch out."
He sealed the straw-colored paper with his tongue and put the cigarette between his lips to light before he added,
"On the other hand, this is silly season. Mayhaps the wire service didn't feel we'd want another two-headed calf or a hen that lays square eggs. Do they say just where in Arizona Territory it's been raining so hard of late?"
Sam Barca nodded.
"They do. Tombstone Township in Cochise County. They're seldom so precise when they're making up a silly season filler from whole cloth. What are you working on right now, Stringer?"
A distinctly uncomfortable look crossed McHale's features as he replied with some reluctance,
"That argument old John Muir is having with the lumber barons about his pet redwood trees. Thought I'd run over to that grove he's trying to save and see what all the fuss is about, if it's all the same with you."
Barca snapped,
"It's not. The lumber companies advertise in this paper a lot more than bird watchers like Muir ever do. There's no news in whether a redwood tree gets cut down or just goes on standing there. But this story about a whole town getting swept away by a desert deluge can't offend any of our subscribers, whether it's true or not. So you'd best run down to Tombstone and check it out."
Stringer groaned in protest.
"Sam, you don't run down to Tombstone. You have to change trains a lot, and it still takes forever. It's a dinky mining camp tucked between the Mule and Dragoon Mountains. When you get there, it's nothing much. The mines bottomed out around the turn of the century. Anyone who would still want to live there no doubt deserves to be swept away by a flood."
Barca put the snarl of ticker tape aside as he lit a smoke of his own in self-defense, muttering,
"You can take a cowboy off his horse, but you can't take the horse out of the cowboy. If you have to roll those hayseed cigarettes, can't you at least buy tobacco less odorous than Bull Durham?"
Then, just as Stringer was beginning to think Sam had forgotten the dumb wire service.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?